Praise the Lord. We magnify the Lord for this day. We thank Him for how He has been seeing us through this week. The devotion messages we have been listening to up to today. For this week, by the grace of God, we are taking the last part for this week. I thank the Lord for His grace upon us. Today, by the grace of God, we are going to look at the topic, who we are in Christ Jesus. As we open to the book of 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. This portion of the scripture is not something we obtain by what we have done. It's a declaration upon us, an impartation that God bestow upon us as a result of what Jesus has done for us. Just like if we read the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 1, we'll find out that there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Outside Christ, you hear something like, as it is written in Romans chapter 3 verse 23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But in Christ, there is no condemnation. Jesus said, I know my own listen to my voice, and they follow me, and no man can snatch them away from me. That is as a result of the internal security they have, which is the internal life in them. Where we just read, I would like us to start with, we are chosen generation. This chosen generation is as a result of what God has done for us by foreknowledge. He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world. When He chose us, not that He showed partiality, but by foreknowledge He knew those who are His, those that will accept and those that will reject the gospel, those that He feels should present Himself to them, they will accept, and those that will reject. So those that will accept, He chose them. He make a way when the time came for the revelation of the truth to go to them. He revealed Himself by sending His messengers, the preachers. Behind every preacher, there is an angel. Those angels minister grace to those preachers. And that is the reason why when the message comes to that minister, you find out that there is quickening power immediately coming into such a person. The deep will call to the deep. After that happened, then one will realize that there is something that is happening, and is realizing himself, coming back to himself, just like the prodigal son came to himself. Hallelujah. So we are a chosen generation. We are a people chosen unto the glory of God, the vessels unto honor, to honor God in our life. The next one is that we are a royal priesthood. Priests, we are priests. Jesus is the high priest. We are priests. How do we offer sacrifices? We offer sacrifices when we love, when we have faith towards God, when we praise God, when we pray to God, when we obey God. Those are the ways in which we offer ourselves as a reasonable sacrifice unto God. So as priests, the life we live in the temple of God, which is our body that God has purchased. He purchased us for himself. God is in us, is in his temple, and we offer sacrifices unto him by the life we live. We are a holy nation. We are not holy by ourselves. It is Christ, the blood of Jesus, that is without blemish, that make us holy. And because of our position, we are in Christ Jesus. Christ is in us. We are as well holy. It's not something we achieve by our self-righteousness. It's something he has done for us. Meanwhile, there are two sides. Also, if we are holy inside, with time, it will begin to come out. So as believers, we are expected to first get the holiness inside. So this version of the scripture, where Peter was talking about how we are a holy nation. A nation is a group of people that have the same thing in common. We have the same father, we have the same blood, so we are of the same kingdom. A peculiar people, which means we are different, we are special, we are different from the people of this world. We are in this world, but we are not of this world. We are here as those who are in pilgrims. We are here living as strangers, just like our father in faith. Abraham was wandering on this earth. He never had the particular place God has promised him to settle, for he was looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. And that we should show forth the praises of him who had called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Now, I would like to dwell more on this. Often, we always are carried away by our needs. And sometimes, we talk as if God is not trying, he's not doing anything. We always forget that the best thing we can ever have is eternal life, which is him himself in us. Sometimes we become moody, we will complain, we murmur. As a result, we ask God for something and we could not receive, or he could not give us. We don't know that God actually has given us the best he can ever give us, which is himself. We are always after the gift and we don't care about the giver. If we just continue to praise God for what he has done for us, he will do more and more. Just like the song we normally sing, count your blessings, name them one by one. When you count your blessings, it will surprise you what God has done. the more we praise God for what he has done, we worship him for who he is, he will do more, even exceedingly above all we can even ever imagine. Most of the time, the reason why we complain is because we live a life of competition, where we look at what other people have that we don't have. As such, we don't tend to see what God has done for us that others don't even have. So I admonish us to continue, be watchful, continue to meditate on this, to understand that we are a chosen people, we are a holy nation, we are a peculiar people, we are expected as priests to continue to offer sacrifices of obedience, prayers, praises, faith, love throughout our journey on this earth. For the more we are living such kind of life, God is magnified. When Joseph was put in prison for not having an affair with his master's wife, God was glorified in his life. It was not when he ascended to the throne that God was actually glorified alone. The main glorification of God was when he chose not to defile himself. God wants us to live a life worthy of the gospel for the glory of his name. The more we glorify God in our life, the more he will bless us. The problem is not about God promoting us, taking us to a certain level, blessing us. The problem most of the time is God is waiting for us to get matured. For whatsoever is giving us is actually giving us to the glory of his name. He would not like to give us something that at the end will result as if it's a curse. He will not give us something when, because we are not matured, we will continue to misbehave or even backslide from fellowshipping with him. I pray that God will give us more grace to stand firm throughout this life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We thank the Lord for coming to an end of this devotion for this week. I pray God continue to reveal himself. Shalom.